All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes. And as always, we start on the phone, and you're up first on Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Yes, I have a boot for Ralph Goodale. It seems like he's always behind the program by about weeks or months. He should give up the program, or else maybe resign and let someone else in there. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to salute the city for, hopefully they do roll over the speed limits in the residential area down to 40 kilometers an hour. 10 kilometers an hour is not going to kill anybody. It's a matter of seconds whether you're going to get there or not. And I was the one that phoned yesterday about the speed limit in Humboldt going 40. I do know that there is a 30-kilometer-an-hour school zone through Humboldt, and I do 30 kilometers an hour when there is a 30-kilometer-an-hour speed zone. 40 kilometers an hour in a residential street in Saskatoon is just fine with me. The condition of our streets is deplorable as it is, and if you slow down, you save your suspension, and you might save somebody's life. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to see 40 clicks on residential streets, 30 at schools, and leave it at 50 on 8th Street and streets like that.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot any counselor that's voting to lower the speed limit to 30, and also those that are going to vote to charge us for a garbage pickup. If they're in my ward, I will not vote for them. And also, City Hall administration, have they got nothing else to do but sit there and think of different ways to upset the public? Thank you very much.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
I was just saying they should more or less worry about the senior citizens out there with walkers than the kids, because the kids are all playing in video games in the house.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. With that, solve that bus or speed limit thing, you should get load the buses in the schoolyards. Have a gate on each side and paved road in there, and load your kids in there and get them off the street. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. If we have a problem with speeding in our residential neighborhoods, we don't drop the speed by 40%. They haven't even tried any enforcement yet. Did they drop the speed limit on the freeway to 60 when there was a lot of collisions around Preston Crossing? No, they put in photo radar. Let's get off this ridiculous kick already. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, on Sunday I developed some pictures at Shoppers Drug Mart on 22nd. It was Tuesday before I realized I forgot my camera chip in the printer. So salutes, thanks, and many blessings to the kind lady who turned it in at the counter. I got my card, and thanks to my sister for driving me there to check.
Right on. I'm glad it was a happy ending. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. With these speed zones and construction zones and everything else, at the rate it's going, person can either walk or just push his car across town. Thank you.
But with gas price, no, I won't go there. 306-938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that's on your mind this morning, would like to hear from you. On the text line, Brian sent in a text and asked if the station could check into what is happening at the Diefenbaker Hill. It was the only place that a family could go to and have a great time and cost them nothing. I used to take my kids there Christmas Eve, but not this year. From my understanding, that they are doing the work, right? Is that the Optimist Club?
Yep, they're rebuilding the hill. They're actually going to raise it, and they're going to turn it into a snow park, a family snow park. There's just a ton of work. You drive by Diefenbaker right now, and there's construction all over the place. It's supposed to be done for this winter, is my understanding.
Yeah, that was mine as well.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps answer the question, Brian. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Six of the biggest cities in China are all electric vehicles. You cannot drive a combustion engine in the cities of China. It seems that China is leading the way in global warming. Thank you.
306-938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. You mentioned the Facebook poll that we had put up informally yesterday, as well having your say at cjwwradio.com. The question was around the speed limits and whether or not they should be lowered in neighborhoods. And very similar to what we had on Facebook, 64% of people said no, 26% said yes, the rest were undecided.
Now, there was a quote in one of the stories that I heard this morning where members of the committee that is studying this or was debating this yesterday at City Hall said that they're not looking at lowering it to 30 kilometers an hour. Now, I think I'm gonna split hairs here. I think that's a technicality. They are talking about changing it, and they're considering not necessarily 30. They might change it to 40 in residential areas, or they might leave it at 50. But the discussion is certainly there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is my understanding. And we talked to Mayor Charlie Clark yesterday, and he certainly left us with that impression.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, the topic has to do with the speeding zone. I think it should be 30. But when there's drugs and the alcohol, when you're behind the wheel, I would suggest boot the drug dealer as well as slum landlords.
Thanks. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I suggest Mr. Moore move to China and take Justin Trudeau and the Liberal Party with him. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes on this Wednesday morning. The Sask Milk cash cow. It's ready for milking.
Yep.
We will get to the chores after 8 o'clock this morning.
We're going to get Myrtle out of the barn this morning? Myrtle paid off well yesterday.
It's entirely the milker's choice, right?
Okay, whichever cow you prefer is the one that we will get out.
Never before did I ever think I would say the milker's choice.
That's right. We've got a whole herd of these Sask Milk cash cows.
That's correct. And your opportunity to milk one is coming up after 8 o'clock. Plus, legendary country from Alabama, Billy Ray Cyrus, Emerson Drive, all going to swing by. And we're going to swing out to Hollywood and talk to James St. James before 9. All here on CJWW. Boots and Salutes, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.